My name is Paige Nick. I am the host of Book Choice, our regular hour-long book review show right here on Fine Music Radio, your calm in the chaos. And our show is sponsored by Exclusive Books. I like to think of us as your calm in the book chaos too. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of new titles being released every year. So our show is specially designed to bring you some of the highlights of the new releases to help you decide what to read in the chaos of new books. Because if you're anything like me, you have book FOMO and you want to read everything, but there are only so many hours in the day, so we have to really zero in on the books we think will appeal. So I think some of these books are going to appeal. First up, Beryl Eichenberger, as promised, is here with an incredible sounding title. It's called Paradise 17 and it's by Hannah Lilith Asadi. Welcome to the show, Beryl Eichenberger and Hannah Lilith Asadi.
I took Paradiso 17 by Hannah Lilith Asadi on holiday with me. Perhaps not the wisest decision, but I was keen to read this book that had been long listed for the Women's Prize. The cover itself requires an in-depth look. The title intrigued me. Part of this poem from Dante's Paradiso appears at the beginning of the book. It is an apt selection because it is all about exile, its loneliness, its challenges. In quotes, "You shall learn how salt is the taste of another man's bread and how hard is the way going up, then down another man's stairs," unquote. It was a slow burn. The story, not quite what I had envisaged, but Asadi's poetic writing exposes the many trajectories of a life, brutal sometimes, searching always, leading back to longing, a vast desert of longing. Embracing themes of conflict, grief, and loss, it is very moving as Asadi pries open a man's secrets. I had to leave the book on occasion to allow for the processing. I also wanted to do a little research, so found an article by Asadi on Literary Hub to get a sense of what had triggered her in writing this novel. Sent me down a bit of a rabbit hole. Based on her Palestinian father's story, it traces a life that was lived in exile, never again seeing the country of his birth or many of his family. It reflects on mortality, being estranged, fitting in. Its tone, very original. As I wound my way through the book, I felt the love that this daughter had had for her father. New York cabbie, Sami Abdul Fattah Asadi, the one who taught her never to give up. She uses her vivid and explorative imagination to attribute a life to the protagonist, Sufyan, a reflection as he lies dying, infused with his search for home and always that sense of being different. As a child, Sufyan was forced to leave his home, the house with the blue door, the country of his birth, in the Nakba, which means catastrophe or displacement, of 1948, when the State of Israel was declared. That Nakba continues today. It's the tragedy, whichever way you want to look at it. It is never ending. Sufyan's journey encompasses refugee status in Syria, family stability in Kuwait, studying and partying in 1960s Italy, where the name Frank Leone becomes his alter ego, settling in America, meeting his Jewish wife in New York, and finally back to the deserts, but of Arizona. Not an achiever, but to Asadi, a man who has lived, flawed yet inspiring. Her characters are sharp. She gives them futures. We see much, much further. In all this chaos of hate between Jews and Palestinians, here is a book that takes a love story between Jew and Arab and tells it at a time when few might want to hear it, when communities are divided. But it is so much more than that. What agonies of displacement guide a life? Asadi explores this lyrically, a beautiful, sad, and disturbing novel that will stay with you. Paradiso 17 by Hannah Lilith Asadi is published by Fourth Estate and is distributed by Jonathan Ball Publishers.
Thank you so much, Beryl. Beryl's an incredible reader, and I'll tell you why I think this. Beryl is as comfortable reading the latest cozy crime or big-hitting crime thriller, Grisham novel, or Archer novel. She's as comfortable reading one of those as she is reading a heavy-hitting literary title. So we love her reviews because she just brings such a broad perspective and she reads so widely. So we love having you on the show, Beryl. Thank you for that very enticing review of Paradise 17. Next up, Shirley Gula is here to review a brand new release. It's called Mother Ghost Mango Seed, whatever that means, and it's by Natalie Gregory. Something I want to tell you about all the titles on today's show, all five of them. They have incredibly colorful covers. It's hard for me to explain the covers on radio, but if you are on Facebook, take a look at the FMR Facebook page where we posted an ad that shows all the covers of the books that we're covering today. If you'll pardon the pun, all the covers of the books we're covering. And it's incredible to me how color has come back into titles. All of them are so bright and very exciting. And I love them. I love all of them. So Mother Ghost Mango Seed is one of these. It's got a beautiful bright cover, and I am very curious to know what it's all about. So Shirley Gula, Mother Ghost Mango Seed, I kind of just like saying that. Let's hear all about it. FMR.